modify my time.
Switch over to
Richard brought me this.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order.
5:45.
Resolution 96. The sponsor has asked me to let him speak for himself. Legislator Donaldson.
Right. This, I mean, I was looking at this moving forward and did pass out of laws and rules. You know, the purpose of it, of course, is the idea here is the should not be able to move money out of personnel lines into program lines, and that is a typical thing that the vast majority of any municipalities, counties, and so on do, and I think it was a clarification. Our minority attorney agreed that it was a clarification that it did not need a referendum. My outside attorneys agreed the same thing. Of course, there are those that disagree with that. But having said that, after talking with the chairman of the committee, he asked me to pull it for this month, and him and I could talk about it. And so I will pull that for this for the month.
So we would make a motion to postpone?
We'll make a motion to postpone, yes.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are you going to keep us in the loop of where your discussions lead?
Yep. Yeah. If you have any input,
we have a discussion.
Any input, by all means, contact Dave or myself.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Resolution 182. Authorize the Ulster County to dedicate County Bridge number 74, also known as the Hurley Bridge.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 184, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of 50 in Liberty County, Dan Tolling and Demo Inc., County Attorney.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
I just have one question on it. Why is this one, we had two of these that we were looking at last week. Why is this one going through the County Attorney's office? Is because the proceedings ran through the County Attorney's
FEMA
office?
Money.
No, I know, but the other half was...
This is the FEMA project. The program is administered by the County Attorney's Office.
Okay.
It's administered by the County Attorneys, and this particular bill is...
Because there's another one for Dan's in this packet that's
that
not...
The paving, though.
There are watershed properties and non-watershed properties, and they're two different contracts.
Oh, okay.
So it may be that one amendment goes with one contract and the other amendment goes to the other.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I just was curious why it came out of the contract. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 206, authorizing the issue of additional $9,065 in bonds to the County of Ulster to be part of the Ulster County reconstruction of the Leach Field and Ulster County Community College campus at SUNY.
I'll move it.
Set?
I'll
second?
I'll second it.
Questions? Not roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 212, authorize the issue of additional $117,076 bonds of the County of Ulster to pay for part of the reconstruction of various parking lots in and said for said county.
Moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions? Concerns? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 214, authorize the issue of additional $1.150 million in bonds of Ulster County to be part of the reconstruction of Walker Bridge and
I'll move it.
For the city second. County move second. Discussion? Ken, you want to say anything?
No? You know, I know it's a significantly larger amount of money than we expected to spend in the first place, but it's the difference between a bridge that's going to last 10 years and a bridge that's going to last 50 years. And it's cheaper to spend the money on the front end than the back end. Also, as someone who's lived in the hamlet my whole life, crossed that bridge several thousand times, I'm sure it's too small. We're widening the bridge. It's going to be able to have two trucks pass without taking off each other's mirrors or part of the railing. The other day, there was another accident on the bridge where a woman hit one of the pieces of the railing. Luckily, she hit the railing before she was on the bridge. Otherwise, and I'll quote the police officer, she probably would have been in the river. So it's desperately in need of repair.
And it's going to have pedestrian walkway.
Yep, it's going to have an ADA. It's going to have an ADA compliant sidewalk. We're moving the biggest complaint that I've heard since I've been alive is that the pipe is on the walkway, And first off, that makes you, if you're on the walkway, you have to walk right next to the road because the pipe is on the railing side of the walkway. And secondly, it's very unsightly. And it's also dangerous for the pipe. The pipe's been hit numerous times. By a pipe
water line?
Yeah. It's a water line that serves the water district. Actually, the town is paying for the water line, and they're upgrading it from a 4-inch line to an 8-inch line to accommodate future expansion of the water district. So it's going to be, it's a great project. I'm excited for it. The business owners are not as excited for it, but understand that it's necessary. Because the bridge is going to be closed for 6 months.
Can they put a valley bridge in there?
No, it's you know the New Paltz Bridge. It's double the length of the New Paltz Bridge.
It's also
much higher.
Yep. Right.
So it's the one right by the hydroelectric plant in Walk Hill, and it's I want to say it's probably at least 50 feet. Yeah, 50 feet off of the deck, and it's rocks and. It also turns in the middle of the bridge. There's a turn on the bridge, so just a temporary bridge wouldn't work.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Richard.
You can't talk anymore, we're voting no.
I know.
Anybody else? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
New business, we have getting close to... to our budget, but we're going to start looking at the budget. We're going to have this committee look at our budget consultants. We'll start discussing it. We'll put an RFP out. We'll entertain bids and we'll evaluate the bids that come in and we'll move forward from there. Anybody have a problem with that? I'll have Amber get the RFP from the previous budget. Consultants, anybody want to add anything, delete anything from it?
Can you just have Amber circulate it to everybody?
She will circulate the RFP from the past. Mm-hmm. You want to add anything, by all means, get back to her.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions on that? Any concerns? And Amber, in my opinion, is doing a great job. She got a little nervous here in the beginning, but she fit right in. I think she's going to be a big asset for us. Thank you, Amber. Any old business, new business? Motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So is this one off the plate?
5:53.